We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Siman Yud Zayin, Hilchas Krishma. We're going to speak about the obligation to say Krishma twice a day, B'Shapachav Kamacha, in the morning and the evening. Certainly everybody agrees that the mitzvahs asay, you makayim the mitzvahs asay, with saying the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael. That is certainly a deraisa. Some suggest that the entire first parsha of a hafta is also a deraisa. There are opinions that say even the second parasha of Hayom Shemaya. The parasha of Yoimer is not part of the mitzvah Krishma, but the parasha of Yoimer represents another mitzvah that we have, and that is the mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Krishma is a mitzvah deraisa, it has to be taken with the utmost seriousness, and not only must it obviously be taken with the utmost seriousness, when there's a question if one fulfilled the mitzvah, it becomes a suffix deraisa. Question if you fulfill the mitzvah deraisa, where you have to presumably repeat the Krishma. Well, says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph Haschol's Man Krishma Shashachris, the time to begin the Krishma in the morning, who commands Man Tfilin, it's like we learned in Siman Yod, is Man Tfilin, for Nimshach, and it continues Zmanoi, Ad Rivias Hayom, until a quarter into the day, 3 hours into the day, Ben Shayom Aruch Ben Shayom Katz, so whether it's a long or short day. And here, of course, we have the, first of all, we have to introduce the concept of Shah's Manias. Shah's Manias is not that an hour is 60 minutes, but rather we take the length of the day and we divide that into 12, and each 12th is considered an hour. So in the summer, where there are more 12 hours in the day, each hour is going to be more than 60 minutes. In the winter, where the day is short, each Shah's Manias will be less than 60 minutes. And we have here in Machlokes the Magen Avraham and versus the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, from when to when do we count day? The opinion of the Magen Avraham is we start from Dalois HaShachar until the Tzeis HaKechavim. And the opinion of Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Gra is from the Netz to the Netz until the Shkia. And again, Sint says the Nechshav, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Hayoyim and Alois HaShachar, at Tzeis HaKechavim. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Magen Avraham, not like the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Gra, which usually end up with a later Zman. And it seems that everybody is in agreement, al-Chatchila, especially as we began our shir, discussing that the mitzvah of Krishma is a mitzvah to say, the Raisa, one should try to, at least, one should always try to say Krishma before the Zman of the Magen Avraham is up. And if somebody sees that he's davening late and he won't be able to say Krishma with the brachas before the Zman Krishma is up, so after he says Birchas HaTorah in the morning, he should say Krishma. If possible, at least he should be wearing talis and tefillin at that time. If not, then he doesn't have to. And what he should also do, he should make a tanai. If he's not certain, maybe he'll make it or not, he should make the following stipulation. If I'm going to be able to say Krishma in the right with the talis and tefillin as part of davening properly, so when I'm saying Krishma now, it should be not more than just saying psukim of the Torah. But if I'm not going to make it, I should be yoytz the mitzvah now. What is best is to say Krishma kvasikin. Definition of kvasikin is a mechavim, is a mitzvah, people who love fulfilling the mitzvahs. Shei mechavim, lekroisim at koidim netzachama. They used to always say Krishma right before the nets. Kadesh she sign Krishma brachasa ema netzachama. So they should finish saying Krishma and the brachas Krishma by the time the nets comes. And at that point, yismach lo tefillah. But this is a very important halacha, because even if someone is not davening kvasikin, he's not davening by the nets, but and he's davening at a later minyan, and he's going to say Krishma earlier. He gets up early. This question, of course, comes up often on Shabbos, where people daven later, but of course they want to say Krishma before this man Krishma. But they get up early. What is the best time for them to say Krishma? The best time for them to say Krishma is at the nets. Mishiyachal chavin lasas kain. But if somebody could do it this way, Krishma right before the nets and Shemoneh Esrei, then Schar ma'arba ma'oid, it's fantastic. V'akoparim tzrichon lizor ma'oid. One should be most careful, shloilach azman revias hayoyim, not to let the zman krishma pass, v'frat b'yibayis ha'kayitz, particularly in the summer, shayoyim oruch, it's a very long day, and when the same upon him, zhoif azman kodim sheva biker, and the zman krishma could be over before 7 in the morning. And the poiskim give very serious consequences for somebody who doesn't say Krishma Bezmanoi. He withholds Klal Yisrael from having a gula. He prevents himself having bracha. And on the other hand, somebody who says Krishma at the proper time is considered like he brought 1,000 karbanos. And Mr. Brewer says, if the world were not created, El Bishvil Kabbalas Ol Chishmayim, that we should say Krishma Boikav Erev every morning and evening, Daibkach, that would be enough of a reason for the creation of the world. Umakamakim, for the evidence of Azman, if the Zman Krishma passed, Mutta Likrish Krishma Brachasa, one can continue saying Birch Krishma with its Brachas Achlish Ayoim until a third in the day, 4 hours in the day. After that time, one may not say the Birchus Krishma anymore. Krishma, just say Krishma. And that, says the Ketzur Shulchan Aruch, can be done, I feel, the entire day. Even the Birchus Krishma can be said all day. And again, what's best is that the Krishma and the Birchus Krishma should be said wearing talis and tefillin, and of course be said before the Zman Krishma is up. Even though the Ketzur Shulchan Aruch said one shouldn't say past a third of the day, the Minhag Olam, most people are lenient up to Chatzos, particularly if there was something beyond somebody's control that prevented him from saying Krishma earlier. Sif Beis, Mota Likrois Krishma Ben Yosh Ben Oymed, one may say Krishma sitting or standing. And if he was sitting, he shouldn't stand up. You're not allowed to say Krishma laying. And if you are laying, you should lay on your side, preferably don't lay at all. And if he's somewhat ill, and he has difficulty laying on his side, he shouldn't be just flat on his back or on his front. Sif Gimel. Before one begins saying Krishma, he should have in mind to be yoytz the mitzvah Krishma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to say this mitzvah. And as we speak about the mitzvah Krishma, there are two parts to the mitzvah. One is to have in mind they want to fulfill that mitzvah. And that kavana is absolutely essential. The only thing is that the chayyadim suggest that if one is davening and is part of the davening he's saying Krishma, it's obvious that his intention is to say Krishma to fulfill the mitzvah. Why is he saying it? But of course, one should have a mind that he wants to fulfill by every mitzvah, and this mitzvah as well, that he wants to fulfill the mitzvah. The next part of kavana is to understand what you're saying, which we'll see in a moment. But the best thing is to have kavana before you say Krishma, that you want to fulfill the mitzvah Krishma, which represents Kabbalah or Machush Shemayim, that Yichud Hashem, you're declaring that you believe that only Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And you should also have kavana that you want to fulfill all the mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Krishma that we're going to be reciting. As you say the word Shema Yisrael, you should have in mind the world, what it means. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Shulakenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God, Hashem Echad, Yochad Miyuchad. He's the only one, B'Shemayim Ba'aretz. V'yarech B'ches Shal Echad, you should elongate the ches, to that during your saying the ches, to accept the rule of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heaven and earth, or also and lengthen the Dalet. Gam Shir Shiachshev, with enough time to think, Shekharash Baruch Hu Yochid Ba'alamai, there's only one Hashem in the world, or Moshe Baruch Hu Olam, who is in charge of the four corners of the world. But don't make it longer than that. V'dagdik, and one should be careful, Shalei Kakel Kriyas HaTeva Echad, that by doing so, he should not mispronounce the word Echad. Aidei Mash Barach B'Ktsas, by saying it too long. Ktsas Ma'amayim Mekalkim, he says, that people who mispronounce the word, Yesh Aymim Echad, Yesh Aymim Echte, Umutav Shalei Laharach, it's better not to lengthen the word, B'Laharach L'Kalkim, by lengthening it and mispronouncing it. It's appropriate to say it out loud, to increase the concentration and appreciation of the words. And they put the right hand on their eyes. And once you finish saying the word echad, they wait a little, and then they say, it's said quietly, Chutzpah Yom Kippur, where we say Baruch Shem out loud. And when we say Baruch Shem, we also should understand the Pirush HaMilos. Baruch means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all bracha, of all blessing in the world. Shem Kavoy Machusoy, the Shem, the Hashem that we mentioned a moment ago in the Shema Yisrael, is L'Oy L'Void, will remain forever. And the halacha is that Shema Yisrael, the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, and the Pasuk of Baruch Shem have the same halacha. And if somebody didn't have proper kavana, he should repeat it, but he should wait a little, and he shouldn't say it the second time out loud, that people should not, chas v'shalom, think that they believe there are two gods. If somebody finished for a haftar, and then he realized he didn't have kavana, he should go back to Shema and say over the whole first parasha. And if that happened after the second parasha, the same. There those who explained that what are we supposed to think about when we say Shema Yisrael? We're supposed to think, Shema Yisrael was supposed to declare and bring to the world the knowledge that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the entire world. And I saw that the that Yaakov Yosef says, Koy Amar Bincha Yosef, Samani Elokim L'chol Adam Mitzrayim. Why did Yosef feel the need to inform Yaakov of this? So you say the Mefarshim, what Yosef was saying to Paroi, I have accomplished what is our job in this world. The job of Klal Yisrael in this world is Somani Elokim, to place and put HaKadosh Baruch Hu all over the world, that everybody should recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Ho'olam. Sifhei, Shoymat, after finishing Baruch Shem, again pause. Vayim v'haft v'goymer. V'chem in parash zul parash vayim shemaya. Similarly, after you finish the parash v'haft, you start vayim shemaya. Yafsuk ma'at. Wait. V'chem koydim v'yamer. Before you say v'yomer, yafsuk ma'at. V'chem in parash v'yomer. As somebody says that parash v'yomer, you should have a mind l'kaimitz and say shel zchir shitzrayim. And then every time somebody has the mitzvah, says something about Yetzias Mitzrayim, she tried to remember he's being Mekayim the mitzvah. And even though there's a question if women are obligated in the mitzvah of Krishma, and therefore when it comes to Krishma, if there's a question if one was Yaitza, we could be more lenient by men, by women than by men, because maybe women aren't Mechuyiv in this mitzvah. But in mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, women are as obligated as men, and therefore there's no room for leniency for women. Sif hey, tzarech l'krikas krishma, one should recite krishma, but dig the gadol carefully, b'toich siddur, saying it from a siddur, meduy ketiv, and pronouncing every word properly. V'yashmiya l'oznoi, mashumotzi v'piv, he should hear what he's pronouncing. He should be careful. He should pronounce every word properly. Wherever there's a straight line, it means that he should make a stop. So too, when one says Pesukah de Zimra, should be careful with all these halachas. It should sound like an ayin, not a hay. It came b'zayin shel tizguru, v'shel zechartim, yedag dek heitiv, it should sound like a Zion and not Shloi Nishma Kilom B'Sin as a sin. Sifov, Hakar Krishma, as one says Krishma, Lo Yirmas Be'enov, he shouldn't wink his eyes. Lo Yirkas B'Sosov, he shouldn't make any faces. Lo Yir B'Tzbosov, he shouldn't do anything with his fingers. Ach L'Tzarech Mitzvah, if there's a need for a mitzvah, Mutl Rizmah is B'Pasha Shniya, one, when he's saying the Pasha Shniya, could show if the people making noise or whatever that he's allowed to. There's an interesting question that I saw that the Paiskim discuss, where one give tzedaka during reciting Krishma. Somebody comes to collect tzedaka while you're reciting Krishma, are you allowed to? So it seems from the Paiskim that during the first parasha, one should not. Regarding the parasha Shniya, I saw different opinions. Apparently, the opinion of the Chazon Ish was that you may. Rabbi Yashiv wasn't so lenient, and he felt that even during the Pasha Shniya, one should not interrupt to give tzedakah. Siv Zayin, Kain Krishma Kishayim of Avienu, the Chula Noitel as a tzitzis biyadai. As you're saying the brach of Avarabu, you came to the words of Avienu, take the tzitzis. There are different menhagim if only the tzitzis in the front or all four tzitzis. Most take all four. And you hold them in Krishna in your left hand, then Kmitza Lazarus, hold them in your left hand between the index finger and the thumb, connected Levi next to your heart. Shmigil of Yoimer, and when you come to the Pasha of Yoimer, she Pasha Tzitzis, where you're going to be speaking about the Tzitzis, Oysen Gab Yamina, put them into your right hand. When you say the words "Risa Maisai," "Noisnam Alai Nayim," you put it on top. You put the tzitzis on your eyes. Similarly, when you say the words "Lo Sesurach El Valkan V'Achrei Nechem," you should put the tzitzis on your eyes. Umistakel behen and look at them. V'noishkam and kiss them. V'noigim and the minigish b'chol ha'am sh'ayim atayim v'tzitzis. Every time you say the parasha tzitzis, you say the word tzitzis, noishkon, you should kiss the tzitzis, v'oichson, and you continue holding them, ad v'nechmodim l'ad, ah, sh'az nashkon, when you get to v'nechmodim l'ad, you give them one final kiss, or menicha miyodov, and put them down.